Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Pete Sepp. Pete is president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Pete, tell us about it.
We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan citizen group working for lower, more rational taxes, less wasteful government spending, and accountability from public officials at all levels, and that includes the international level.
Including the confiscatory part, right? Confiscatory.
Yes,
I've been practicing that word, Pete. I could get it out earlier. Confiscatory. I can say it, can I? Including that part. And folks, he's collaborating with tax reform groups all over the world, and he's a global leader in that area. And we got to all pull together. You know, Pete, I've said this before. If small businesses could get organized, we could rule the world. You realize that. And I know that sounds hyperbolic, but I'm telling you, Pete, if small businesses could get organized, we could rule the world.
Yeah, absolutely so. And I think you've been helping with that for a number of years. Organizations like ours help with that. But really, it's going to be up to small business owners to communicate more directly with each other on a more regular basis.
Yep.
On issues that are obviously common to them. I mean, again, the reminder, the big takeaway for me from this conference was the commonality of problems that small business owners face with taxes. They're complex. They are confronted by tax authorities who often act abusively. And all they're really trying to do is get by and grow their businesses in an environment that's often hostile to them.
That's exactly right. Hey, Pete, before we wrap up, give us a report on where you think things are with regard to tax reform in the United States. Last time you were here, you gave us a little bit of hope that there were some things on the table.
Yeah, there definitely are. In fact, bit by bit, we're seeing more pieces of tax reform and tax administration reform getting through. I did mention earlier the Taxpayer First Act, which focuses primarily on the IRS picture and that part of the equation. But recently, the House also passed what's called the Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Act, a clever acronym, SECURE Act. And small businesses actually have a big stake in this legislation.
What does that mean?
Because what it does is allow small businesses to band together with less regulatory red tape to offer their own retirement plans. Enable part-time workers to participate in 401k plans. It allows employers who offer retirement plans with automatic enrollment to be eligible for tax credit. So
this is
all
great.
Of this is a big boost for small businesses that want to offer their workers some retirement.
This
plans.
Reminds me of the some of the insurance, health insurance reform options where you could band together and offer lower rates across the. You know, there's another thing going on right now that's a little bit different, but maybe connected. There's some new stuff out there now that allows smaller and smaller companies for the owners to sell the businesses to their employees through an ESOP with very, very small numbers of employees. Do you know about that?
Yes.
That's a big deal.
You know, these are all.
That's going to keep a lot of businesses in business when the owner might have just closed up shop and let everybody go home.
That's right. And let me stress again, too, that these bills are passing the House of Representatives with huge bipartisan margins. So that's encouraging.
Well, are they going to get to the Senate? Are they going straight to the Senate?
They are going straight to the Senate. And,
is that where
course,
they're dying?
As they say, that the Senate is often where good bills go to die, but we are going to make sure they don't.
I hope you won't, because we need some help. You know, the last guardian of Main Street is not Sears or Best Buy or Walmart, the last guardian of Main Street, and any semblance of you know, the local world is small business, and we need help. We need some help. We need to be that needs to be recognized, Pete. And I want to thank you for keeping that drumbeat going at National Taxpayers Union.
Yeah, well, you're certainly welcome, because look, it is in all of our own interests to make sure we have a healthy and vibrant small business community, and a lot of it has to start with the financial end.
That's
tax
exactly
policy,
right.
Tax enforcement. Well,
what is it they say?
Policy.
What is it they say? The answer is money. What's the question? Hey, Pete, good job. Come back soon. Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen,
absolutely.
National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Check it out. I'm Jim Blassingame. I got to go for this hour. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.